common sense recap of the day's biggest stories. It's John Katzimatidis and Cats at Night on 77 WABC.
There's a man who leads a life of danger.
We're back.
Wow.
We're back. And do I live a life of danger?
Maybe. With me.
With us today is Larry Kudlow, one of the country's premier and best economists, and almost, I think, the number one show on Fox Business. Larry Kudlow, how are you today?
I'm good, John. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Now, how do you analyze what the heck is going on in these markets? What say you?
Well, look, I think the big story today was the blowout jobs number, which is ironic because the Biden administration told us a couple of days ago the jobs were going to fall. And instead, they rose. They rose by 467,000. And with prior revisions of 700,000, jobs are up over 1.1 million. So they couldn't even get that right. They warned us jobs were going to fall, but instead jobs rose substantially. And it was a good number. People going back to work. Earnings were good. Everything was good. Unemployment was steady. Participation rates rose. I mean, look, I think the theme here is you've got an inflationary blowout on your hands. You've got a 7% inflation rate, but you've got very strong labor markets, low unemployment, and stock markets were not very active today. It wasn't a big day, but I'll just say the Fed is going to have to take the punch bowl away. They're probably going to have to do it sooner, and they're going to have to do it more aggressively. They're going to have to stop buying bonds. They should let the market set interest rates. They're going to have to start selling bonds and pulling money out of the banking system and the economy. It's too hot. So I think that's the big story. Jobs are very, very strong today.
And the 10-year T-bill, is it still rising?
Yeah, I think it was over 190 today. That's what somebody told me. I'll get your quote in a second. But look, rates which have been held down by the Fed, right? Rates have been held down by the Fed. They have got to be allowed to find the market level, right? The market's going to have to reset on interest rates. The Fed can no longer be dependent to hold them down. So that 10-year, the market rate, is going to go up, John. I think it's heading towards 3%, frankly. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. Historically, that's a very low number. But even though earnings, profits are the mother's milk of stocks, profits are rising. But if the rates go up as much as I think they are, you're going to have a shrinkage of multiples. So there's some stock market corrections out there. I mean, that's the way I see this.
Understood.
Larry Kudlow, I saw your show yesterday. You were on fire. And you were talking about the gun violence summit with Biden and Eric Adams. We're trying to get New York City back, but with the crime problem, can it be done?
Yeah, well, thank you, Lydia. Look, I think that's the biggest story of the week. Of course, the tragedy of the shootings of the two young detectives. I thought Biden's appearance in New York yesterday was a big nothingheimer, an absolute big nothingheimer. I mean, look, he wants to blame gun controls. You know, let's get serious. New York has the toughest gun controls in the country, and we are still living in a crime wave. And we have, you know, this crazy district attorney, Alvin Bragg, reclassifying felonies to misdemeanors. You know, assaulting cops is no longer a felony. Drug dealing is no longer a felony. You've got a climate here of crime that has to be solved. This is a breaking point. It's a break. And by the way, Lydia, it's not just a New York City story. It's a national story.
Yep.
You cannot have this permissive, soft on crime atmosphere. You have to stop blaming the cops, and you have to start blaming the criminals. You can't have no bail, no jail. Criminals, particularly recidivist repeating criminals, must be put behind bars. If we don't go back to a tough on crime, you know, we should quit criticizing the cops and listen to the cops, right? You had thousands and thousands of cops lining Fifth Avenue. Actually, there were more cops at the funeral this week than there were last week. They went all the way from 50th Street at St. Patty's down to 35th Street, I'm told by observers. The point is, listen to what the Blue Line is saying. Stop criticizing them and help them. Politicians should have their backs. They shouldn't just be criticizing. And Joe Biden has said time and time again that cops are the problem. And again, this business about blaming guns is just nonsense. It's the criminals who hold the guns who should be behind bars. Yesterday, they actually blamed Georgia. They're importing guns from Georgia up I-95. You know, you want to talk about crossing borders. How about stopping the border down south, the Mexican-U.S. border? Okay, that's guns come up through there. Sex trafficking comes up to there. Criminals come up to there. We don't know. The drug lords run that thing. You know, that's something that Biden could actually do. But he should get behind the cops and point the finger. This guy, Alvin Bragg, should be fired. He either should take his memo back altogether, or he should be fired. That's what Rudy Giuliani said. It was in Miranda Devine's column. And Rudy Giuliani is exactly right. This is a turning point, Lydia. This is make or break.
I couldn't agree more. And if he doesn't want to listen to the cops, he should listen.
He has a new memorandum he put out, I understand. Well, he started reversing himself.
He just did a little bit on the armed robbery. But the mother of that 11-month-old girl in the Bronx that got shot in the face, she said, you know what? Philip Rikers, I don't care. They almost killed my baby. Biden doesn't want to listen to the police, he doesn't want to listen to people like me and you, how about the mothers? How about the people that live in those communities?
I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, that whole memo that Bragg put out should be burned and shredded, okay? And if he doesn't want to do that, he should be fired. But you don't have politicians with backbone here. I mean, look, I was really sorry at the Biden event yesterday that Eric Adams, who I have supported, he actually said something nice about Bragg. No, he should be blasting Bragg, okay? I think his police commissioner is tougher than he is on this stuff. But in any event, this is make or break time. This climate of crime, by the way, has economic content, because if you have high crime rates, that means people are not going to go to work. They're not going to refill the office buildings. They're not going to keep businesses open. They're not going to start new businesses. I say, you know, high crime is like a tax hike. It discourages work and it discourages business and investment. Low crime, such as during the Giuliani and Bloomberg years, is like a tax cut. It incentivizes business. People will come to work. They will open up businesses. They will start new companies. So this is an economic. Look, New York is losing. We are losing to Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, Utah, Texas. I mean, this is make or break time. And if changes are not made, if the crime is not curbed, then we're going to be in trouble. Look, and I say this in sorrow. I've been lived in New York since the early 1970s, a little time off for Washington, D.C. I'm basically lived in New York for, I don't know, close to 50 years. I say this in sadness. But people are demoralized here, and unfortunately, they're demoralized with good reason. And we have got to have politicians, Democrats and Republicans, have got to go back to being tough on crime. Because, look, the criminals should be in jail. The victims are the ones we should worry about. Victims, like the mother you're talking about, kids, police victims. This stuff has got to be stopped. And frankly, there's no other way to do it. There's no other way to do it than to throw criminals in jail for a long time. I don't want to reduce their criminality. I want them treated the way normal states treat criminals.
Well, we said that. You're 100% right, Larry Kudlow, because I said to David Patterson, who's sitting here with us, I said, at what point? We used to talk about three strikes and you're out. So when you have 4, 5, 6, 7, 18, at what point do you put them away and throw the key away?
I'm going to give you guys some statistics that are pretty scary that just came out. Overall crime is up in New York City 39%. Carjackings are up 93%. Transit crime 70%.
They shot a cop the other night
trying
to hijack his car.
That's right. A 22-year-old cop. So six cops already have been shot here in New York City.
I think the average age is going to be 22 soon.
Right. And 26 cops across the country. This is a national epidemic, soft on crime policies. Governor Patterson, you know Mayor Adams. What would you want to say to him if he was listening right now?
I think Mayor Adams is bought in on the crime fighting. I don't understand. There's a need to get illegal guns off the streets because they're illegal.
Yes.
However, there are a whole lot of other contributing factors to crime that aren't being addressed, and they're not all education. They're a very large contingent of people with mental health difficulties, and we haven't taken one step, the city or the state, to start building the facilities that they can go in. Now, we had trouble at Willowbrook, and we had trouble at some mental hospitals where there was abuse years ago. That does not mean that those corrections can't be made, and buildings to hold people who clearly are dangerous to society when they're on their own is imperative.
You could clean up some of the buildings on Rikers just for mental health facilities to get people integrated treatment for mental problems and drug abuse.
But they should be off the streets. They should be off the streets. The homeless crowd is growing. You look at what's happened in Los Angeles. You look at what's happened with San Francisco. The homeless expansion is ruining those cities. And it is growing, unfortunately. It is growing in New York as well. It's growing in Washington, D.C. The people have to be taken off the streets. But the main thing here, the root cause of the crime epidemic, is that the politicians are attacking law enforcement. They're blaming law enforcement. Joe Biden, during his campaign and during this year, there's quote after quote. Take a look at Heather McDonald's piece in yesterday's Wall Street Journal. He attacks the cops. He panders to this left-wing woke nonsense, okay? And the fact is, he appointed people. I had Senator Ted Cruz on the show tonight. Ted Cruz talking about how he appointed anti-cop district attorney, U.S. attorney for the entire state of Massachusetts. That is just nonsense. That kind of stuff is just nonsense. You have to help law enforcement, not hurt law enforcement. You have to have the back of the cops, not attack the cops. And you have to make sure that you don't have district attorneys who are trying to diminish crime into little misdemeanors. Because remember, the one thing Bratton got right, the one thing Giuliani got right, whatever it was, 35, 40 years ago, small crimes lead to big crimes. That was the theory of broken windows. You know, stop the squeegees, stop the graffiti, stop people from jumping over subways, subway turnstiles right now. You stop the small crimes, you will stop the big crimes. But if you make the big crimes into small crimes and you keep them on the streets instead of behind bars, then you got yourself a crime epidemic. And that's what we face right now. And that's why I say this is a New York problem, but it's a national problem. This is make or break for New York, but this is make or break for the whole country.
Thank you, Larry Kudlow, and congratulations on being the number one show on Fox Business, and you're doing a great job. And you are the number one show all day on WABC Radio on Saturdays, and you're on from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and you're the highest ratings of all our Saturday shows. And thank you so much, Larry Kudlow.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. Love, love, love.
We'll talk soon. Let's take a break, and we'll come back and
We're going to have Dr. Mark Siegel and a lot more to talk about in breaking news.